When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes.
On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This crowd was singing high.
Yo, it is another edition of the Hopes Podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller time in Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly. That yo, though, was not for Miller being a partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. It's for Miller Lite being a partner of this podcast, hosted by one Mr. Jack, the big dog, Fritz. What up, pal? How you doing? Last time we recorded a pod on this type of situation was a lot less fun, lot more of a dour type of pod. How you doing?
Yeah, one of us is looking for a way out, and need to worry about that. We got everything. Yeah. We got everything back on track. Got everything back on track. So it was a pretty insane day. Pretty insane day. Was surprised it went 8-0. I thought at least there'd be a walk in there.
I did too. You really threw strikes. You got to cut. I think the ump gave you a couple calls, maybe, but not many. For the most part, I thought you threw strikes. I thought there were like two pitches that were a little high that he called a strike.
But
coin flip. But for the most part, you came in, you just threw strikes, and it worked. As we expected.
I was definitely worried that he was going to call those balls. I was like, that's close. That's close.
I know. Second pitch, pretty, like, I was like, ooh, but he gave it to you. The 0-2 count got you off on a good foot. It was good.
Yeah. It was good. Yeah. So, it was, I realized early I didn't need to throw that like super hard. I just need to throw strikes.
Yep. That's what I said. I was like, if you throw strikes, you're going to beat him. Like, he's not going to hit 70. You know, he just won't. And I think it was above 70. Like 72-ish, if I had to guess, 74, somewhere in that range.
Like, there's times where I like try to throw it harder. And
last one, the high heat was pretty fast. I don't know what it clocked at, but when you went all out with the high heat at the end and got him to swing and miss, you went for it there. You could see it.
Leave it all in the field.
You did.
The biggest thrill for me was being able to come out to Rooster and pretend I was Zach Wheeler.
I saw.
I was pretty excited about that.
That and Trey Turner wishing you good luck. Probably those two are the biggest thrills.
Wow.
No big deal. Just Trey Turner. Shout out to Elliot Short Parks. A great idea from our guy Elliot.
Somehow. He seems to be all over the Trey Turner, Jack Fritz.
He's like the avatar of it. He's like your Cupid or something, you know?
Sure. Yeah, that's what everyone's saying. But
I do think of Elliot as a little true McMahon, you know.
I can see that.
wings and whatnot. Yeah.
By the way, we got to talk to him about whatever. You're not on Instagram, but
no, I'm not. Is he going wild? He said he's in his lad era. That's what he told me.
Jeez, that is that's like one of the most disgusting sentences I've ever heard.
He said I'm in my lad era. I'm like, I'm proud of you, buddy.
You gotta
see
the
hair.
The
word lad. I'm a fan of the word lad. Lad is great. Calling someone like going out with the lads, like that's strong.
I think lad should be brought back. I do agree.
I agree. Absolutely. Yeah.
No, we got like the hair is just, it's a really tough hair look.
Is he doing the I think
it's
he sent
all
me a
forward.
Picture. Yeah, yeah. So I haven't seen the Instagram, but he sent me a picture of him and Kristen the first night of races, and it's like, what are you doing? It's like he's got bangs or something. It's very strange.
You're not British. You know what he's doing?
He's fitting in. He's a chameleon. Elliot wants to be loved. He wants everyone. You wouldn't think it. That's the funniest thing about Elliot because, you know, he says some things that piss people off and seems to have no problem making people angry. But Elliot truly at his core just wants everyone to love him. That's the truth. He just wants to fit in and be a part of the crowd and do his thing, you know?
No, but that haircut is straight out of Gen Z. Like it's
it's wild.
What are we doing? You're basically 40 by this point. So
pretty close to 40, yeah.
Not to make this about Elliot, but yeah, it was a pretty surreal day, pretty fun day.
I will say Elliot was texting me from Europe asking for updates. Like he was like, please update me. What is happening? I have to know. Yeah. He was very in your corner, very pro Jack. So
yeah. Yeah,
he was thrilled.
A good bet to make on at least that day.
I told him the first update I gave him was Jack got the first two outs and he's going to win. I literally wrote him that. I'm like, Jack's going to win. I was like, Joe has no chance. I knew it. It was immediate. Like you could just tell. Let's be honest, because the second out was the ground out to third. As soon as I saw Joe run, I was like, he's got zero chance today. Like he's not, dude. Let's be honest. Like the cliche, it looks like he's running through molasses or whatever. Like it looked like he was like stuck in the ground as his legs came up. Like there is a 0% chance he beats you in a sprint. He might not be able to beat my 6-year-old daughter in a sprint. He might not be able to beat Walker in a sprint. Okay. Like he is the slowest human I've ever seen. So as soon as he hit that, I'm like, he's not beating anything out. He had weak contact. He didn't look like you just had him. I just knew you had him. He was overmatched today.
Well, I think he got tired after the third time he ran down.
Yeah, running down really tired him. He was like beat red.
Well, and the moment, so I was like, it was 6-0. I went out for the last inning and I said, let's not make this cute. Like, we don't need to mess around here or whatever. And I was like, you know, I started putting the pressure on myself or whatever. And then I turn around and he's hitting lefty.
He's hitting lefty. It's like, what are you doing, dude? What are you doing?
I was like, oh, well, this is over. I mean,
that's why I said, okay, so this is a Hail Mary here.
You're
hoping that he throws balls because you switch sides of the plate and it throws him off. Like, that's it. That's the only hope there, right? Like, you're not a better hitter left-handed. Like,
well, and after I was like, why'd you go lefty? He's like, I can do it.
That's what he said to me. I was like, so that was just trying to mess with him or something? He's like, no, I can hit left-handed. I was like, okay. Didn't see sure. it, but yeah, sure.
Sure. Sure. I can't wait to see what tennis coach he has. Golf, Golf is the head pro.
Honestly, a lot of credit to him. It's a really funny bit to go out and to like find, from what I understood from the umpires and like multiple people there, the hitting coach in the area. Like it was like, this is like the guy you get if you are going to that area of Pennsylvania as hitting coach. And he just shows up as Joe's hitting coach. It's hilarious.
Yeah. So he's the golf pro in golf. He has that guy in for the hitting coach. He was a great dude. And he said
he's such a good guy. Yeah.
He said to me, he was like, we went down the bullpen and my first thought was like, well, he knows what he's doing. I was like, a little bit.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see if he has like Andre Agassi for his tennis.
It'll be
coach
something like that. Yeah.
Pete Sampras. Pete Sampras is a trainer around here, I remember. So he did. Yeah. I remember going and watching him like warm up at
If Pete Sampras is around, he will be Joe's coach.
I'm sure. So a fun day. And then I tell you what. Getting home and seeing Bryce at a home run.
Oh, buddy. Bryce woke up. You woke Bryce up.
Well, if you ask me which I would have rather had today, I would have obviously taken the
let's be honest. Come on. Your life would have been miserable. Like, you could have hoped Bryce had the day tomorrow. You know?
Right. But I, like, for both of my current mental states, I needed that Bryce day.
It was a great day for you. Yeah, we all need the Bryce day. I think you desperately needed the Fritz day. I think I, as your podcast host, needed your Fritz day today. I think the High Hopes community to enjoy the podcast tonight certainly needed the Fritz day today. I think there are a lot of people who really, really needed to see that from Bryce. Like, and it was impressive. I mean, the homer, like a BB, you know, opposite field shot, was raking the ball, the three doubles. How about this? I was shocked. Did you see the tweet from Matt Gelb? Other people might add it too, but first game in Bryce's career with four extra base hits. Isn't that shocking?
Well, T-Mac said that as soon as it happened. Yeah, it was crazy. Oh,
I didn't hear it. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, for a guy who's had such a storied career, so we're all the way back in on 500 home run watch. We don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, we're good. Anything that was said the last month is forget we said it. It's
over. Oh, it's huge. Oh, I was putting Walker. I think I was actually changing Walker's diaper, and my phone started going berserk. And it was like Harper. Oh, the sigh of relief you heard in this household. It was unbelievable. I was so happy he hit a home run and like four extra base hits. Just thinking the opposite way. Him and Howard are the two hitters that I just distinctly remember that when they start thinking left center field, it's about to be on. And when Bryce starts thinking left center field, when Ryan Howard used to start thinking left center field, first off, I don't know why they can't just do it all the time. Like, it's clear you should just be thinking left center field at all times, and you'll probably not be off balance and all that good stuff. And, you know, it was really encouraging. I thought in his post-game interviews, he said, the wrist is fine. This was strictly timing, you know.
That was the best part for me.
And I thought that it was nice to see him like let loose on some of those baseballs, like attack them and try to launch them rather than just needing like a perfect swing for it to be driven. It was so refreshing to watch Bryce Harper do that tonight. And hopefully it just lets him go on like a freaking, I know, unfortunately, of course, he's going to heat up right before the All-Star break, which is incredibly annoying. But yeah. Just, I don't need Bryce being a 260 hitter. Get him back in the 290s and back in the pantheon of Philadelphia sports where he belongs.
Yeah, it was massive. And obviously, you know, it is funny with three games left before the deadline that he heat up and then have a week off. That just feels very on brand. But look, we've just been waiting to see a sign of life from him. I mean, and it's easy to say that every time he gets hurt, it takes him a little while to get going. It's another thing to live through it. It's just so much easier to say, oh, get going. But then you watch your bats and the flailing and the just timing's off. And it's like, it's frustrating. But I thought that was huge. And it's just like we've talked about. I mean, it's, they don't have a chance to win if Bryce isn't Bryce. They just don't. Like the way this team's constructed, no matter what they need Bryce to be Bryce. And to make moves at the deadline. Like, you know, they need both things. Yeah, it is what it is.
Well, and I think what was so nice and massive about today was that, you know, he is, I think, the thermostat for the team.
Oh, there it is. You're right.
I don't think
taking after his guy Jalen. I get
it. Yeah, he sure is. He sure, winners win. Winners
he's all win. Winner, and he's like, I want to be like that. I get it.
Yep.
I get
me. Me, Jalen Hurts, Bryce Harper.
I don't know if you're allowed to put your name in Jalen.
Three of the same guys.
I don't know if I can let you do that.
Three of the same guys. But I don't know if Bryce wants to be the thermostat of the team, but I think he is. Like I know that Schwarber is the emotional.
He doesn't
guy.
Have a choice. He just doesn't have a choice. It is what it is. You're Bryce freaking Harper, dude. You will automatically be that person.
And I think especially with what the offense has done recently, and on one hand, I'm sort of glad that they have been atrocious offensively since the comments from Nebraska about them being mostly fine, so that it's pretty obvious that they're not. But I just think that, you know, Bryce starting to wear it you know, when we talk about not wear it like emotionally, but wear it from a caring of the team perspective of if he is firing on all cylinders, I bet everyone in that lineup feels a extra sense of relief of, okay, it's not all on me right now. I like MV3 is back and he can carry us for a little bit. So I think for this offense, the offense is going to go through its hot and cold stretches. We know that, but at least from the standpoint of they're not overwhelming offensively. And if he can just go on one of those tears and ease a lot of the tension around there, because what I found interesting is, you know, Chris Sanchez the other night talks after the game about how
it's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, he and the pitchers are putting a lot of pressure on themselves, essentially, because the offense isn't totally doing as well as they could be. And I bet the pitchers feel that way. But also the position players are like,
of course,
we're trying. And I just think if they could get Bryce back to being Bryce, it would really go a long way for everyone in that lineup not feeling like they have to hit a 7-run home run every time to score a run.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know what I'm going to say? Athletes are humans. They have human emotions.
Oh, there's never doubt. Yep.
It's true, though. Mm-hmm. It makes all sense in the world. Like, if Bryce is struggling, every person in that lineup feels like they have to do just a little bit more. And we know baseball is the baseball and golf. Ironically, the two games that you played against the camera, those are the all-time games of when you try to do more, you end up with less. Like, that's the way they work. You know, it's really hard to try and do more and end up being the right thing to do. You need to just play your game and keep your approach the same way and keep your mechanics the same way and all that stuff. When you start to press, that's when you fall out of rhythm, you fall out of timing, you fall out of whatever. So, yeah, it's huge. All right, one more good before we get to some of the bad from the last couple games. Oracle Park, like, it was nice to see 13-0, like never again. Like, I hate that place. It's one of those things where you go into it, and I must have not remembered whatever the numbers were last year because they weren't good, obviously, last year either, just thinking about it. But you go and you're like, man, really feels like we always suck here. And then it's like, oh, 1 for 10. And it's 11. And it's like, oh, and then these numbers keep popping up. It's like, oh, well, we really, really suck here. But I think the other thing from today, obviously Harper and just the lineup getting going was great to see. But and obviously the run differential. I mean, honestly, what a huge series. We outscored him by like 11 runs. What a win. But Zeus, like, let's give a little shout out here. Obviously it's a little easier to keep pitching and keep going when the runs keep piling up, but had been struggling. I thought he was awesome today. I gave him innings too, which was nice, which was helpful as the game went on. Seven shutout.
Much needed.
Especially after yesterday, like much needed. I thought that was really, and look, I know that he's not going to be lights out the rest of the season. We know there'll be up and downs, but I it's just good to see, like, every time you kind of worry that he's going to kind of hit this wall or this, arm, like, he just can't do any more innings or he's not going to be as effective. And every time I see him go back out and after one of these or two of these bad starts and look like that again, it's like, all right, sigh of relief for now. At least. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, it was huge. And he, like, when he is ahead and he can get to 1-2 and then go to his plethora of punch-out pitches, totally different pitcher. When he's 2-1 and he has for that fastball, that's when the foul balls start happening, or that's when he misses. And all of a sudden, like, I just think that he has to be in the zone early because he doesn't have unbelievable command. He has stuff, but he doesn't have command. And I just – when he gets 2-1, I worry about him getting back into the count instead. He just like gives them away. So he was in the strike zone all day, found the changeup late, huge. And definitely like the biggest thing they needed today was some length because the bullpen is hanging on by a thread right now.
Are they hanging on?
Maybe. I guess it could be faltering at the same time. So he, but yeah, Lizardo huge from that standpoint. And he has had such a weird first half because you look at the overall number, it's like, what, 4.14?
Yeah, but you take out a couple of those starts and it's like a 2, you know?
Like you, I think if you said before the year Lizardo had a 4.14 ERA in the first half, you would say, well, he's been a disappointment. But I don't really think he's been a disappointment. I think he's had obviously some horrible starts, but for the most part, he's been really, really good. It's just that everyone in the rotation ahead of him has been ridiculous. So, yeah, an odd first half from Jesus. We'll see what the second half brings. I don't think he's going into the bullpen until the end of the year. Like, I don't think he's going to the bullpen until the playoffs even start. Yeah. Because if you get to the first round, you're probably going to need him in the second round. Yeah, yeah. We'll see where Nola is. But at least from the standpoint of doesn't look like his arm is dying on us. It was a big start from Jesus Lizardo from that standpoint.
All right, you just mentioned the bullpen. I think that, if you're going to look at the first two losses, I think, look, there was, especially in that first game, there was bad defense, there was bad at-bats, there was bad base running. I mean, you could point to a lot of things. But I think the sum of the two games, you look at the Kirkering inning and, bad umping as well, too. But he did hit two guys that inning. You look at Romano, obviously, in game two and the unbelievable way a baseball game ended. We don't need to talk about it any more than that. Look, we know this bullpen isn't good enough. It's starting to feel like all the innings that they've had to use these guys for, especially, Kirkering and Romano. And Kirkering's been good, but like there's no one that you can really, I mean, Tanner,
our guy.
After Ryan Kirkering, like, I might feel as confident with Tanner Banks coming into a game with anyone else in the bullpen. Like, that's the point we reached. Like, I don't feel comfortable. I'm just saying, like, that's where we're at. How do you feel about this pen after San Francisco? And, I mean, look, I do think, you mentioned something like Lizardo going to the pen. Like, that could change everything if he's good there and if he could do it. And I said, like, there's all kinds of – they're going to make moves. But, I mean – is there any way you can trust Romano in a big spot? Is there any way you could trust anyone other than Kirkering in a big spot right now?
No, that's a pretty simple, quick answer. Absolutely not. All right,
let's move on.
Like Romano got screwed last night. I know that.
We've talked about this a million times on this pod, coming in for a big spot and getting big outs in like the eighth inning or the seventh inning. Like even if it's only five pitches, it's hard to go sit on the bench and come back out and ratchet it back up. Like this is a Fritz theory that I feel has been proven true over and over and over and over again.
This might be wrong. It could 100% be wrong. Is the term Occam's razor when you have a tough decision? Like you could have
Occam's razor is that the simplest solution or answer is usually the correct one.
Okay, so this kind of works. All right, works. You could be sitting there last night saying, well, why didn't you just give the ball to Joe Ross in the ninth? Gee, I don't know if you watched Joe Ross. Or you could just see if Romano can do it. Because that was the situation they were presented with. Kirkering, like, it was good here, I guess, that he came in today and he felt like everything was fine. But still, the fact that he was that was all my first thought was, well, guess what? If Kirkering
was out. Great, terrific. Just shut it all down. Yeah.
Sell the deadline. Just sell the deadline. What's the point? So it was a bit of like a tough spot for Jordan Romano. Want to see him pitch his way through it, but we've seen that story a thousand times. I was not shocked it went the way that it did. I was a little shocked.
Any of us were. We were just bummed.
A little shocked it was a walk-off home run inside the park style by a catcher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
that was a bit of a surprise.
Well, it's like Brandon Marsh, like, why are you trying to run into the wall?
It made no sense, dude. Where are you going there? Like, at what possible way could the ball hit off that wall that you running full speed towards the ball at that angle would work out? Like, he's never struck me as like the smartest Philly. Like, he clearly must have failed geometry or physics or any of this. I mean, like, what are we doing here, man? Like, anyway.
Have a feel. It's now I think there's some interesting things happening. I think the Lazar has been really good. Like they're slowly starting to work Lazar into
some
bigger roles. I thought that was the best Stroman's looked all year, which I think was encouraging. I know that you're watching the game through the back of your eyelids when Strom fired a scoreless.
Oh, buddy, that was a special one for me.
A scoreless seventh. But I thought Strom, from the standpoint of like the fastball deception that we're used to seeing from him and like being back up to 94, I was hopeful after that. So we are currently monitoring the Strom being back situation. Everyone else is a disaster. Tanner.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No, I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Banks is fine. Tanner Banks is fine. I at least he comes in and throws strikes. I appreciate that about Tanner Banks.
I'm don't trust him, but I honestly, if you said you can't choose Kirk Green, you have to get one out to save your life, I might take Tanner Banks right now. It's probably Strom. It probably is Strom, but it's definitely Tanner Banks after that.
He's got stones, man. He's got stones for a guy with not great stuff. He has some stones. So I appreciate that about Tanner Banks. Yeah. They might need two bullpen arms. I mean, even with one.
No might about it, buddy. No might about it.
So hold on. We want to sit here.
Unless Seth Johnson or Daniel Robert is going to all of a sudden take a big leap.
Were you impressed by the Daniel Robert eighth the other
day? Oh man. So impressed.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Led to the Romano issue.
I know. Yeah. Seth Johnson was great today for the first time in a week and a half since he's been up here. I feel like he's been pitched Seth, best 51. Best Johnson to wear 51 in the history of baseball.
Oh, my God. Yep.
Thank you. Do you think he chose that number because of Randy? If you had to guess?
He must have, right? How many 51s are there,
Had to have. Well, maybe if you I know Taiwan's been pitching the rotation, so he wasn't stretched out, but just extend Taiwan one more inning. Taiwan was
all right. I agree with you, but
dude, yeah. Sorry, I was just gonna jump in if you wanted.
No, I was about to actually. So give me one sec. Here's what I was gonna say first. Shout out to the Malik Bar of the Week, Tex-Mex in North Wales. I have Tex-Mex connection North Wales. I've spent many a night at Tex-Mex back in the day. Used to have a great time back when I lived and worked in Iron Hill. Would go to Tex-Mex after finished working, have some margaritas. It's a great place. You can also watch all Phillies games, get $4 Miller Lite draft specials. Go to TexMexConnection.com. Fritzy, bag it up.
So I think Rafael Devers is a great player, but and I'm not the biggest hustle.
He's got some dog in him. He's got a little DAWG. Some man, he is dogging it out.
Holy cow. And then the story about him ducking Will Clark.
Especially after you just got chipped out of Boston, whether or not, it was a good decision or not, you're clearly not coming into this new place as prime number one teammate, ready to go out and do everything for the team, play any position, do whatever. The least you could do is hustle a little bit. He just stands there. It's almost like he doesn't even want to run the ball out. He'll just be I'm just going to turn around and walk back to the dugout because it's going to get caught. It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I used to love Rafi Devers, but if I was watching him every day, I feel like I would go insane. Yeah. I would go insane. He was a third baseman for a long time. Third baseman for a long time. Dude, I feel like Otto Kemp just gets big hits. There's something about him to where just a ball player, man. He broke the runners in scoring position streak last night, which is great.
Catch too. That was a really nice catch in left field. Yeah, he's not a great left fielder or anything, but for someone who's never had a glove out there other than a handful of games, he's showing something.
I don't think he's ever going to be truly an everyday starter, but at least from a standpoint of a winning guy on a good team, he continues to just give off those kind of vibes. And he keeps getting big hits off of tough pitchers, Strider, Robbie Ray. There's one other guy had a big hit off that I'm currently blanking on, but I've been pretty impressed by Otto Kemp. What is the comparison in your lifetime in Philly sports for how great Christopher Sanchez is, but
untalked about?
We used to do this with Wheeler. But I think
It was Wheeler earlier, in his career, kind of. It's a great question. Honestly,
Because he is so good, and it's over a year and a half, almost 2 years at this point, to where he's been good. He seemingly never gets rocked. He goes in these outings where it's 96 with the best changeup since Hamels. And it's just like, yeah, whatever. Chris Sanchez went six innings of one run ball or innings of
like Lane Johnson for a period. I think Lane has gotten to the point the last few years where he's gotten this like venerable status. But I feel like when we talked about Kelsey and BG a lot, and Lane kind of got lost in the shuffle a bit, was just a stud every week. That's kind of similar, I guess, but not honestly. I can't think of anything like it. Especially coming out of nowhere, like he has to be from what he was when he pitched in relief in that Padres series in 2023 to what he is now and what he's been for like a year and a half now is crazy. Like it's such a phenomenal success story.
Yeah. And it's a little Worth-ish where I think
that's a pretty good one actually. Yeah.
Like you look back at Worth numbers, you know what he did in the outfield. You're like, this guy was a ridiculous baseball player. Yeah. And he actually got $125 million. So someone rewarded him for it. But
when he was here, it was Utley and Howard and Rollins. It was like, oh yeah, Jason.
Yeah, dude. We just have again, like,
yeah, and it was also the best playoff in all of them, too. Yeah.
I love J-Roll, but Worth was the third best player, second best player if he wanted to.
Certainly for some of those years. I mean, 2011, like he might have been the best player.
Well, he was
second.
He's gone.
2010. Talking about 10. Then 2010. 10. Yeah. He might have been the best. He's a superstar in 10. Like a superstar.
He hit 296 with 30 some home runs that year. I mean,
yeah, he was awesome.
Oh, everyone talks about the 11 team. The 10 team is still the one.
Yeah.
The 10 team is still the one. It will always be the one. They were peaking at the right time. They had the pitching staff. They were the ones. Yeah, but it's just Chris Sanchez is just—he's so freaking good, man. He's so freaking good, never gets talked about. I think Ranger gets talked about more.
Way more. It's not even close. I'm very with you. He is the most honored. And again, he's the one guy who chose to, you know, the gun to the head contract. I can't believe it. It's unbelievable that they got that deal. It's crazy.
But finally, so I just. How long can they do the thing with Kepler where
I know.
He goes through month stretches where he's hitting 170 something? And with how well Marsh is playing, Marsh had a hit off a lefty today. That was great to see. And Rojas on Tuesday night, last night, you know, he caught a couple balls in the gap. And I'm like, can you please just hit? Because when he can go and get it, it's great. But I wonder if it gets to a point where, and maybe it's like you give it a, like, I wonder if we're getting close to cutting Kepler and then you bring Crawford up, see how he does, because he's still hitting 340 in AAA. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. And we'll see how it works in the big leagues. That's the official statement. But at least from the standpoint of like Marsh and him are both the same defensively, except Marsh is providing way more at the bat right now than Max Kepler is. And at least heading into the trade deadline, maybe see what Crawford can give you. And if this could be, I mean, they brought up Johan Ross from AA in a pennant, quote unquote, pennant chase in 2023. He's going to make Crawford a first round pick that is actually shown out at every single stage. Like, that's the thing where could that be a cut Kepler, let Marsh play left field every day. Maybe a trade for a Rob Ref Snyder at the deadline, blah, blah, whatever. And then it's like a Crawford Rojas little center field thing. I don't know. I don't know how long you can continue to roll with the like Kepler in the lineup thing. You can't take a team seriously with him batting sixth in your.
I'm fully out on Kepler. DFA him tomorrow for all I care. I couldn't be more out on the guy. He's I just don't enjoy watching him play. That's what it is. And he's not good.
A lot of weak contact. But when he squares one up, it ain't bad.
Yeah, no, he's hit some bombs. He's hit some bombs.
JT out of nowhere is up to like 258.
Well, also, I mean, the numbers are like the righty-lefty thing is weird.
Oh, it's so weird, yeah.
Yeah. He's got the second highest average in the National League against right-handed pitching. That's really? What they said on the broadcast. Maybe it was like with runners on, maybe it was running scoring position or something like that. But like, I think it wasn't. They said 303, which I doubt like that would be the second highest average of runners in scoring position. Either way, something like that. He's been crushing righties.
And I think he has 6 total hits against lefties. Heading into the game against Abbott, I believe, on Friday, he had a 3-something OPS against lefties. So, you know, that's not good. But at least overall-wise, he's in like 320 in his last 23 games after today. So, I mean, we certainly are writing him off as being cooked offensively, but little signs of life, and he is going to be a Philly next year, no doubt about it. There's no doubt.
Well, yeah, I've already accepted it. I mean, who else is it going to be? They're not going to give it to Marchand, that's for sure.
Yep. And then final thing here, and this is really important, of course. Like most things.
Oh,
that,
can't wait. Yes.
This is really important. Mm-hmm. I'm sensing a lot of freaking out about Andrew Painter, and obviously you want him to be pitching better in AAA, but we don't need to all of a sudden go, well, just trade him for whatever you can get at this point. Take a deep breath. He is still throwing super hard. The fastball needs to have some adjustments to it. He's a work in progress. The kid is 22 years old, pitching in AAA after missing a year and a half. And like, just I beg you to take it easy with I want him to come up and dominate too. I want to have our own Paul Skeens. I want to do all this stuff. The kid is a special talent that sometimes, again, prospect development is not linear. He's not pitching well right now. That is a fact. 100%. You don't just pull the plug. You don't just pull the plug. So I beg of people, I'm sure it's not high hopes, listeners, but just relax about Andrew Painter. Relax.
Yeah, look, he had Tommy John surgery about 2 years ago, almost exactly, like a little over, I think it was like right around July of 2023. It takes time, especially at 22. Like, the velocity's back. That's huge. It's going to take time for him to get back to exactly where he was with the control, with all of it. Like, this is his first work back this season. I'm so far from being concerned about where Andrew Painter's at. I got nothing on that. Like, I I'm not concerned at all. Like, I would love him to contribute for this team. That'd be great. No concerns about what he's doing right now. None.
Well, it's almost like if he pitches great. But he's in AAA, at least pitching into the sixth inning, and he's healthy. I don't really care. Like, I want the results to be great. It's just not a huge deal. It's just not a huge deal. I think it's eventually going to come. It's all going to click again, and it's going to be fine. Sometimes it takes a while for pitchers for it to all click. So that's it.
Love it. All right. Who we got this weekend?
Padres.
Oh yeah, double Padres, right?
Dude, Ranger Wheeler Sanchez before the All-Star break.
That's gonna be great, and I'm in. I love West Coast on the weekends because I can actually watch. Why do we do this though? We did it with Toronto with the Padres. Like, can we spread it out? Like, I would love to play the Padres in August or something, and not like right after we played them. It's so like it's just dumb scheduling. It's like not fun, but whatever. It is what it is. All right, we'll be back after the weekend. Draft is Sunday night.
Draft Sunday.
Yeah. I'm going to figure that out. Get excited.
Yeah, 26th pick.
Who are you guys? Josh Hammond, and who's the other one?
Sean Gamble. Sean Gamble. Monitoring the Daniel Pierce situation.
I'm in on Hammond, as we said, the Jurassic Park connection. I'm fully in on Josh Hammond. That's my guy.
Didn't know there was a Jurassic Park connection, but
I told you last time I just watched Jurassic Park and like John Hammond. It is incredibly loose. The character's named John Hammond. And this is Josh Hammond. No connection, but I'm going with it. All right. You got anything else?
No. Can't wait for the draft. I cannot wait for the draft.
I can't wait for tomorrow. For you to get to go in. I know you got to a minute today. It was a short show. You deserve a day.
Believe me, we're not going to be able to milk this like we milked golf.
No, I know. I know. It's a shame. But that was awesome, Dave. You did what you had to do. I'm proud of you, buddy. That was great.
Yeah, we had right back on track.
The big dog. All right. We'll talk to you guys after the weekend. Until then, he's the big dog himself.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.